Okay, and what was his occupation?
He was president of the bank here.
Oh.
And a livestock dealer. He was a livestock dealer and sold mules. Mm-hmm. Before he was president of the bank, his daddy was president of the bank. When he died, he was made president.
I see, that's it.
But he sold mules till then, and loved him.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting combination.
And was never quite as happy being the president of the bank as he was selling mules.
He had to stop selling mules when he became
bank
president.
Because it just took more of his time.
Shame, since he liked it so much. How about your mother's parents? Do you know where they were from?
They were from Ireland.
Both of them?
No, daddy was. He was a And I don't know about my grandmother. And by the way, she just died last year at 101.
101?
Or this year, it was January.
Mm-hmm. Did she stay in fairly good health?
Up until of last year.
Well.
And her mind was good up until last year.
She's really fortunate.
Really was. Mm-hmm. Cutest lady you ever saw.
Did they live here?
No, they lived in Enterprise.
They lived in Enterprise, And you don't know where she was born?
No, I don't know where my mom was born, or daddy mom.
Do you know anything about their education?
No, I don't.
Do you know what your grandfather did for a living?
Yeah, he was a farmer.
Mm, so your grandmother, did she also farm?
No, now they lived in town, and she just looked after the children.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any idea where they were in Ireland for generations before coming here?
I really don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I just know they always said they were Scotch-Irish.
Oh, uh-huh. And how about your father's parents?
Now, they came from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was a that lived here, and she came from Georgia, and I don't know where granddaddy came from.
Well, if his name was
the town was named after he and his brother.
Oh, so they were the founders of the town?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Uh-huh. Founded the town with his brother, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Crossroads,
mm-hmm.
and then they gave the man a suit of clothes, you
just
know,
a minute.
To name it Hogan.
What was this about your grandmother's father? Is that the doctor she was just speaking of?
That was her brother.
Uh-huh. He was one of the towns.
And I don't remember him. That
what was it? What was he?
A doctor. Just a doctor. He was my grandmother's brother.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back to this about the founding of the town. You were about to tell me about it?
That it was Crossroads, and then my great-uncle Charlie had a store, and later my grandfather had it with him. But anyway, they gave the man a suit of clothes to name it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long had it been Davis Crossroads?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. By that, I mean, Rocky would know.
I bet she would, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know when they came?
No.
Okay. And so you said that you were divorced?
Yes.
Could you give me a few facts about him, his age?
My husband?
Mm-hmm.
Ex-husband?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Josh
Well, I don't need that really. His age?
He was 48.
Mm-hmm.
And he is 48.
Yeah, his religion?
Same as mine.
Mm-hmm. And his education?
He finished high school.
Okay. And was he active in any kind of organization?
Oh, yeah. He was in the Lions Club, and he was in the mobile home business.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where his ancestors came from?
Down in Fayette County.
Mm-hmm. That's not too far away.
And you remember, it's not too far away, about 50 miles.
Mm-hmm. That's another place where we need an interview, and a friend of mine is supposed to be doing it, and I hope he's going to come through with it. But now, could you tell me a little bit about Haleyville?
What do you want to know?
Whatever you'd like to tell me about.
Well, you know, I remember when the old bank was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just grew up here, and then it just...
Has the town changed much?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just completely.
In the last
Well, you know, we didn't have a mall or anything. You rode up and down Main Street and parked and watched the people on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sat in the car, watched everybody.
I haven't actually been in the town. I just came up from Jasper and stopped here, and here I've
been. And when I grew up, we knew everybody. You knew everybody because it was smaller then,
mm-hmm.
see.